Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Let's look how the market resumed in trading. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 11.60, up 7 on the open. May, 11.85, up 25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 11.02, up 24 and one half on the open. May opened at 11.11, up 23 and a half. July, 10.33, up 26. September, 10.44, up 33. December, 10.48, up 22. July of 2009, 9.69, down 11 on the open. March corn opened at 550.5, up 7.5 on the open. May, 562.5, up 8. July, 575, up 8.25. September, 575, up 10. December, 575, up 7.75. March, 583.25, up 7. July of 2009, 590, up 18. December of 2009, 552, up 3.5 on the open. March beans open at 15.18, up 24 on the open. May, 15.36, up 25.25. July, 15.44, up 24. November, 14.15, up 16.25. January, 14.30, up 25. March, 14.33, up 26. May, 14.30, up 27. July, 14.40, up 27 on the open. March soybean meal open at $3.74.50, up $4.20 on the open. May, $3.80.50, up $3.90. March soybean oil open at $68.90, up $1.70 on the open. May, $69.25, up $43. March feeders open at $101.25, down $40 on the open. April, $104.35, down $60. April live cattle open at 91.25, up 5 on the open. June, 92.90, unchanged. April lean hogs opened at 57.20, up 35 on the open. May, 68.40, unchanged. And May bellies open at 85.75, down 20 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, and a tip of the hat to the wonderful WILL tradition of the Commodity Market Outlook Classic at the Beef House Restaurant. It was a wonderful program, and it was definitely a very large crowd to compliment the nice efforts everyone at the station does.
Why don't you give us what was the top piece of information that you picked up on yesterday?
Well, I think it goes down this order. I thought the panels were tremendous. The early morning panel with Larry Wood basically explaining some of the real hardships of the industry with the margins and the tremendous amount of grain that's flowing into the marketplace and hedging it and price protection, that was also noted. And I thought that basically the Dan Bassey did a tremendous job with, his conversation about global production, the wheat situation, beans, corn, and, of course, I also found it interesting his comments about the Undersecretary of Agriculture. It was a good day. it was a we missed a lot of trade yesterday, but the markets basically shrugged everything off, and there's now trading at higher levels this morning.
One of the things I picked up on yesterday was that there are some large commercials that are deciding to go hand-to-mouth and not to, to buy any new crop corn. Are you picking up on that, too? And if so, what are the implications?
Well, I think it's more in the soybean area than the corn. You know, I think it's a case that basically I'm not, I haven't been told about the situation in its entirety, but I think that it has a lot to do with the market movement. They are looking at a very large South American production that's coming on stream, possibly 2 to 3 million tons larger than what some of the government estimates are. You know, volatility is a problem here. I think it also goes into some of the things that Larry Wood basically covered about money management risk prevention, risk control, that type of thing.
I mean, there was some sense yesterday, if you read between the lines, that some of the participants didn't think that 14-24 November beans, which is where we are today, and 5.78.5 December corn are worthy of those price levels given their fundamentals. And there is a growing discouragement that I think that the board can be an effective hedging instrument.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I guess I went on a step further. A couple things, you know. I think the one thing that we are talking about is unless we get somewhere in the 6 to 8 or 4 to 6 million more acres of CRP, it's very hard to say that the market is over with. We get the feeling that the undersecretary has been fighting a hamburger problem. We also understand that he's got a major problem with the farm bill. We do understand that there is starting to become some talk in the feed industry where the cattle man is losing $150 to $200 on cattle. It is amazing that, you know, we don't hear anything from the undersecretary about flying some of the feed people and also the bigger grain companies into Washington and have a conference or anything. We don't hear anything like that. I guess the other thing that I was definitely understood and got the feeling of that there is going to be a lot of crop insurance sold. There is some debates out in the country that if we don't have a farm bill, it won't be covered in the 1949 bill, but we did get the feeling that it is covered, but my sources indicate that it's not.
In new crop, are we reaching the 10 million acres in beans? Have we gotten there?
Well, I think that, topic from the Outlook Ag Forum in Washington was 90 million acres of corn and I think 70 million acres of soybeans. And I think the feeling in the industry and is there from our group of people is that the government has got the acreage a little high in the corn and the bean acreage a little small. Generally, the thing that really collapsed the market yesterday was that the Chinese were sending inspectors in the processing plants in China to see if there has been hoarding of vegetable oil, and they did dump some bean oil and palm oil, veggie oil out into the world, into their internal market to slow things down. I would imagine there is this concern that they have been the major buyer of oil seeds. For example, I don't think there's anybody that doubts that $8 beans and now $15 beans equates to a lot of Chinese demand. The bottom line is that is the cup half full or three-fourths full, and I would imagine that this kind of surge of buying that they've done over the last 6 months, so to speak, that they do have a pretty good inventory. But the price levels with the commodity funds and basically out of control the way they are, pushing prices up, it means that the price level action is still extremely volatile.
And let's look at it then from the fund perspective. Let's say we get a fairly hard break in new crop corn. Do you think that represents a potential for longer-term buying opportunities?
Well, we haven't seen that longer-term dip yet. And the big factor here is that, the prices are extremely strong, and it's signaling that the farmer has chosen possibly, even with good crop insurance and good, price benefits to raise more corn over soybeans, that he's going to choose planting, just a smaller amount of corn. I don't know if it's risk or high fertilizer costs or did he get burned on some bad seed last year in the industry. I'm not sure. But we do know this, that it's more expensive to do business, and that was brought up, at least some of the side conversations we had at some of the tables yesterday.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day, and always nice to talk to you, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.